Now, Andrew is on the phone. He's got a question for us. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to The Naked Scientist.
Hi there.
Go for it.
I was just wondering, is there any actual benefit from smoking a lot like a light cigarette as opposed to like a full-strength one?
Do you smoke?
To be honest, I've just given up because I've been pretty much diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, so I've had to back in.
That's a very good idea. James Bond said that giving up smoking is actually really easy. He's done it hundreds of times. The thing with smoking is, of course, everyone takes these or uses these light or kind of smooth cigarette brands. They first surfaced in the 50s and 60s. I was doing a bit of research on this because I thought they were more recent than this, but they first surfaced in the 50s and 60s, actually coinciding with when Richard Doll first published studies showing that smoking is bad for you. So it was a sort of response on the part of the cigarette manufacturers to try to market a product that gave the impression that it was in fact healthier. And in fact, 80% of the cigarettes that get smoked worldwide are now of the light variety. And the way they make them light is that they put little holes in the filter, and so as the person takes a drag on the cigarette, it draws in some air with the smoke. But what that means is that this can actually lead to a change in behaviour on the part of the person. And in fact, the statistics show that, in fact, smoking light cigarettes is no better for you than smoking full-strength cigarettes. And the reason is that people change their smoking behaviour to accommodate the fact that they're getting a lower nicotine dose. And there was a study which got published in the journal Neuropsychopharmacology. It was a guy at UCLA in America, Arthur Brody, did this last year. They got people who smoked into the laboratory, and they did a thing called a PET scan. This is a way of imaging the brain, and they got them to smoke cigarettes, and they compared people smoking cigarettes that had nicotine in them with cigarettes that had very little nicotine in them or much lower doses to see how many of the receptors for nicotine in the brain got filled by these different varieties of cigarettes. And they found almost the same amount of occupancy. The receptors were getting stimulated just as much, probably because the people were smoking the light cigarettes harder to get the dose up, because at the end of the day, the cigarette has got nicotine in it, and that's the thing you want. So people will just titrate up or increase their dose of cigarettes in order to get their nicotine levels to what they want it to be to satisfy their craving. And I went looking for any actual evidence that light cigarettes are better on the internet, and I found this site, the US National Cancer Institute. So this is a government organisation. They've got a very interesting analysis of this on their website, and I'll just read it to you because it's actually, I couldn't add anything to this. I couldn't put it better myself. But this is really quite staggering. Listen to this. Tobacco companies designed light cigarettes with tiny pinholes on the filters. These filter vents dilute cigarette smoke with air so that when lit cigarettes are puffed by smoking machines, and that's how they get the tar numbers and the nicotine values, which they then report on the packet, this causes the machine to measure an artificially low tar and nicotine level. But many smokers do not know that their cigarettes have these vent holes, and the filter vents are uncovered when the cigarettes are smoked on the smoking machines, but the filter vents are placed just millimetres from where a smoker puts their lips or fingers when they're smoking, and as a result, many smokers block the vents when they smoke, and this actually turns the light cigarette into a regular cigarette. Some cigarette makers also increase the length of the paper wrapped around the outside of the cigarette filter, and this decreases the number of puffs that occur during a machine test, although the tobacco under the filter is still available to the smoker, and this tobacco is not burned during the machine test. As a result, the machine measures less tar and nicotine than is actually available when the person smokes. And here's the real clincher. Because smokers, unlike machines, crave nicotine, they will inhale more deeply, take larger, more rapid or more frequent puffs, or smoke a few extra cigarettes each day to get enough nicotine to satisfy their craving. And this is called compensating, and it means that smokers end up inhaling more tar, nicotine and other harmful chemicals than the machines actually would have you believe. So that's actually on the US National Cancer Institute's cancer.gov website. So I think the answer is, to your question, Andrew, that the light cigarettes are basically a way of making you smoke and think you're doing yourself some good. There's no evidence they actually help people improve their health or give up.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm very sorry about that. Good to have you on The Naked Scientist.
Thank you, cheers.